Tuesday night, or Tu Bishvat, early Tesla Shvat.
Chavis Al-Dov V'Sha'achesh B'Na Nefesh. We'll go over Ofen Hashmini again on page Resh Mem Dalid. Ofen Hashmini, the eighth thing to think about is Chesh B'Na Odom Im Nafsho Amashu Chayiv B'Na To'ar L'Fnei Hashem Yisale, to have a certain unity of thought, purity of thought. He's talking about like Yichud, singularity has to do with this two things. One is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one is Mitzad yourself. Echad Torah HaYichud, which has to do with Shar HaYichud, that Hashem is Echad, Kmo Shebiyarnu B'Tchilas HaSefer Hazeh. V'Hasheni is the Yichud, like you have in Shar Yichud HaMaiseh, that Shar Torah HaMatzbun Ace Asoso Dover Minyoni Olam Abba, when it does something that's of the spiritual nature, whether it's Chova or Nadova, some things are voluntary, and I'm a chuyiv to do them, but you have to do them for a certain purpose, and not for kavod, and not for moment, and not that people should hold of you, and not that it advances you, or it puts you ahead socially, or at work. But it has to be just to do Hashem's will. Okay, stop. So now he's going to explain these two types of yichud.
You don't worship or serve any other power because it has independent power. Nothing has independent power other than, besides in the place of Hashem. Below Yamin Bo, or believe that it has power. We're not just talking about the idols, we're talking about anything, any law of nature, even if it's physics, even if it's like basic to the universe. But it's only part of Hashem's Bria. Hashem created that, Hashem controls it. Hashem could overrule that law that he made to be normally the law. Lo yamin bo, that it has independent power, bavo bishlo yaso, so loka, lo yaches lo, lo demus, and Hashem has no demus. All of these things are limiting to Hashem, as he explains in Shara Yichud. These are all limitations. They don't expand the concept of Hashem, they limit it. Once it has a demus, or v'lo tzura, v'lo tchuna, v'lo tnua, movement, v'lo heotkus, v'lo toar mitari agufos, v'lo matzav mimatzavi yoitzam v'amikra. Everything we use is only borrowed terms anyway. So Hashem get angry, Hashem saw, Hashem said. Anything is just in relative terms from our experience. V'lo yiyah b'deya, Sheyeslin it's chius or racious, that there's a beginning to him, like that there's something that preceded him. The truth is he created time, so you can't talk about anything preceding him anyway, because he preceded time.
No time factor.
What?
There's no time factor.
What?
I said there's no time by Hashem. There's no.
Right now the point realm is he created time, so certainly you can't talk about anything to have preceded him. As hard as it is to understand and to grasp, but Hashem, there was a point in time when there was no time. And what he's saying, Hashem, what?
I said, not really. You can have a point in time.
You can't have a point in time when there was no time. Okay, it's cute, but all right.
There was a point before time.
Right.
Below matzav, nothing. Again, all these things that we read about and we assign to Hashem without even realizing it, because we're using a verb with Hashem, and Hashem gets angry, and Hashem is pleased. Vayarach Hashem b'sreach anichoach. Hashem smelled the smell of the carbon. It's all our perception, the way we would see it. But this is just, he's going over what we learned in Shar HaYichud, V'lo Yiyah B'deya Sheish L'Mitzchiyus HaReishas, V'lo L'Mitzchiyus HaTachlis, Ve'nechad kach duso v'lo yochid ki yichudo. If you say yigdal, if you say that yigdal. V'lo yotzer zuloso, v'lo borei belodov. U'shor shmosov atovim, the names being because of his midos tovos. U'tor v'analim, nothing, there's nothing comparable. So that's one type of yichud. Now he's going to talk about the other type of yichud. The yichud ha-maisa that you have to show. Umitroy Torah ha-maisa l'fnei Hashem yisaleh. Shlo yuskaven ba'asiyoso kiyam Hashem yisadav yisroma. Lo la'avas tilos b'nei Adam, because people will praise you. V'lo la'ava bohem, to be their friends, they should like you or love you or be buddies with you. V'lo l'yira mehem. V'lo l'kadei l'hasig to'eles, not for a benefit, a personal benefit. V'lo k'dei l'salek nezek v'olam hazeh v'olam haba. It's not a segula. V'shem v'kadmenenu. Altiu kavodim amisham shem nitzarav al menas l'kabel pras. Right, it ruins the experience if you intend to be mekabel pras. B'zboinim is a oki. This is what he does throughout the sefer. We've spoken it out many times. He always gives examples to things from real life experiences, the way people experience it, and then he says sakos came with Hashem, but he finds an equivalent. The concept down here lamata. So here also he says, "Hech misnagim b'nei adam b'chavirusom." How would you treat a friend if you realize he's not doing something for you because he's your friend? He's doing it because he wants a favor from you. Ki achaver kasher margish ein chaver no gimol b'dor leiv koshkin ha'adam b'eved koei solov. See, he gets angry, right? You don't really like me for myself. You're just using me. They mice of Ritsuyim Lo. Vavo Bisha Hishtadl Bohemba Yasholim. Even if in Ma'aseh, this is a very big Kiddush, even if in Ma'aseh he performed the mitzvah perfectly, he did every dikduk, every nakuda, everything he's supposed to do, but the Machshava was lacking. Tabi Bechitzi Yunuso. Vavo Bisha. And he needs, the fellow really did him a favor, but it's not a Sholim Dika act. If it was for an ulterior motive, Aval Bishadim Zokk Lachaber of Tzorach Lezra. So Koshkin Abori Yisala, Asher Kol Habruim Zkukim Lo, Vehu Ein Lo Shum Tzorach Lohem Lo Toelos Bohem, Atzoyf Al Hamistorim V'Tzfunei Asodos. How can we expect them to be pleased if we're not doing it for that purpose, for the purpose of doing it for him? Also, how can we not treat him like we would treat a chaver, right? If we had a chaver and he did things, but then we found out he's doing it just to use us, not because he's a chaver, it's not an expression of friendship, it's an expression of grabbing. How can we feel that he should be merutzah? We wouldn't act that way with our fellow man. When you think about these things, is your reaction. You're embarrassed with Hashem. You call him V'yevosh, May Hashem Yisadav Yisraimam, who knows your innermost thoughts. So if you know what you're thinking and how you got there, you're embarrassed. You call him V'yevosh, May Hashem Yisbarach V'yisraimam, V'yachshir Yistochichil, so do it the right way. V'yitaris Matzpunul Hashem Yisalav, V'yachdoloi Asiyosai Dovah Midvarah, V'mitzvah Mimitzvah Yisav. V'yaso eso b'chefetz v'zehirus v'zrizus, I'm sorry, k'mo shenamar derech mitzvah yisecha orutz. So the eighth oifen was to think about Yichud Hashem, and that takes on two forms. That he's the only one.
And that when we do things, so we relate to that oneness. We don't do it for ulterior motives, which would take us away from the idea of the oneness. So that's why when we do things just for the sake of that oneness and not for the sake of other temporal things, so that's also, it sounds for the Chavis above it, that that's also a declaration of Yichud Hashem. I mean, there's no other reason to do something. It's also like a yichud of sorts. He's talking about that Shara Yichud and Shara Yichud and Maisa really are interconnected. It's not so clear why. One is Yichud Hashem and one is really Yichudenu. So here in the translation, he calls it Tohar HaYichud. Tnoi HaYichud, Yichud HaLev, Yichud HaLev B'Yichud HaKel. Ah, because it's also, we're talking about Chavis HaLovas, because it means, that's what he's talking about, internally you have to believe that it's so. So you're being miyakad your lave to believe that in him, and then all the attendant chiyuvim that he's won, etc. But the ikar is tohar halev. In your lave, you're thinking he's won, and in your lave, you're doing it only lishmo. They're both the common denominator. In, not in the word yichud, but in his lave. Now this is the Chavis HaLevavos, that you have to contemplate his yichud, and when you do things, you have to do them l'shmo. Yachshev Adam im Nafsho. Yichud HaLev b'yichud HaKel. And Yichud HaLev I'm trying to think of the common denominator in the sense of the Yichud. It's Yichud HaLev, that's what you see. You see it so much in him, in his translation. Tohar HaMatzvan, Tohar HaYichud. So he says, it's Yichud HaLev B'Yichud HaKel. And Yichud HaLev, when you do a mitzvah, it should be for the right reason. Yichud HaLev B'Yichud HaKel. Because he wants you to think about it. And to think about Hashem, and if he exists, and if he's real. Because the love of the Sheet is to think about these things. So it's Yichud HaLev B'Yichud HaKel. To focus on Yichud HaKel. Yichud HaLev, Yichud HaKel, that. And then the Yichud HaMaisa, B'Yichud HaKel. Yichud HaLev, Yichud HaKel is number one, and Yichud HaLev, when he does a Maisa, but Yichud HaLev means I have to think about it a little more. We'll wait, tomorrow night, Mr. Shem. Think about it also. Makes in one oifen, you understand the question? Puts into one oifen. It's cute, but